Hi hoes, I'm finally back after like a million years of not uploading an episode. Okay, I'm being dramatic. It's been like 3 weeks, but I forgot my SoundCloud password. And also, I don't think anything really came out, and I really wanted to wait for Twice to come out because I knew I was gonna like have a crack attack, and I did. But I wanted to, I know some stuff has come out before them, but anyway, I decided to like start over and delete my old episodes. I don't know why. I think I'm just addicted to deleting stuff and like starting new. I think that I'm gonna start uploading a lot more, but they're probably gonna be like way shorter episodes. That sounds more fun than just like going outside and sitting out there for like an hour and in the cold with all the police sirens and all that crazy ass noise in the background. I'm sure nobody listened to the last episode, but it was so ghetto. Like there was so much going on in the background. But anyway, holy shit. Twice came back last night. For some reason, they always come back at like fucking 2 a.m. or like when I'm in bed. I remember staying up to wait for Likey at like 3 in the morning. I don't know why they always come back around the same time. But anyway, I didn't get to hear it until this morning. And I listened to it without watching the music video. And I just like, oh my God, their minds. Why are they so powerful? Like this song, I don't even know where to like, okay. But I listened to the whole EP first, and it's amazing. Like, I think that, as I'm sure most of you saw, Ho. But first of all, Twice having a song called Ho sounds like something I made up, but it's the best song I've ever heard. I really think that might be their best title track. I'm hella stupid. It might be their best side track. It's so fucking good. It's like, I don't even know. I don't want to say the word retro, like that sounds so ugly, but like that's like the best way I can put it. It's just so like old, like some kind of like, I don't know, like 1940s. What's that? There's like a word, like you know, like those, like a top hat, and they're like in front of the big old microphone at like a bar or something. I don't know what the word is, but it reminds me of that. But it's, oh my God, I can't believe that that's a real song. But I feel like I should be talking about the title track, which is also really good. I love this music video. It's probably one of my favorite music videos that they've done, I think. I just feel like every time they come back, they always look better. Like I once saw somebody say that Twice's visuals are overrated. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Like but like I, not only do I not know what that's supposed to mean, but if it meant anything, it's definitely not true because I seriously feel like they get so much prettier every time. Like, I feel like maybe I need to watch it again. Let me actually pull it up right now. I'm not gonna play it out like you could hear. I'm listening to the EP right now anyway, but I'm not gonna have this sound on. Let me just watch the video because now that I think about it, I feel like I didn't see Jihyo that much in the video, only like at the end when you see her in the snow. Which is really strange because most of the time, you know, she's up there in the front, like in Likey when she was swinging her big old boobs around during the choreo. Oh my God, they're so powerful. I can't believe it. Okay, sorry, hold on. I'm watching the video right now because I've only watched it like one or two times and I want to like talk about it, but I can't really remember what exactly happened in it. Oh yeah, okay. Oh my God. Neon in the schoolgirl outfit. Are you fuck like she? Okay. So in Twice, my main bias, like it changes like every day, but I would have to say my main biases are Daehyun and Mina. Like that never changes. Like they're just always there. Like they're always powerful. They're legends. I don't rank the group members. I just like these two, but I love them all. But those two are just my favorite. But everybody, like, well, like sometimes there'll be a third person, but it always changes. Sometimes it's Mama. Sometimes it's Sana, and then but recently it's been Nayeon a lot just because she's like, well, you've seen her, like she's a fucking legend. And you know what, I know a lot of people that buys Chewy, like she's really popular. I never really I don't I like I said I've never disliked any of these girls. They're all like legends, but I've never really biased Chewy. But in this music video, oh my God, like I can't remember getting her getting this many lines or like this much screen time. Like the little dancing part with Momo, like holy shit, it was so good. Also, the line distribution of the song, I thought it was so good. I don't know if you noticed, but like you, like I'm talking to one person. Well, I might be talking to one person. I'm sure only like one will be listening, but I don't know if you guys noticed, but Momo had some lines in the song, and they didn't make her talk in that weird ass or sing in that weird ass voice they always make her do. And she sounded so good. Like everybody, the line distribution was just like ridiculously equal. Like Mina on the pre-chorus, as usual, giving us our juice. She always delivers. Oh my god, her on the pre-chorus to Lucky is the best thing I think to ever happen. I just like, I'm just so happy to be talking about Twice. Like they're just so like. All I can say is like their minds, like this is a gays only event, and by gays I mean Once's. Oh my god, Dahyun at the end of this music video, she is so. I will never understand what is going through people's heads when they call her ugly. She's literally like one of the prettiest people I've ever seen, especially at the end of this music video. She was serving us glamour, girl. Like she was really just giving it to us. I think that really might be my favorite look in this video is the very end of the video when she's wearing that damn. It looks like a gown a drag queen would wear. It looks so expensive and nice, but she looks so pretty. Because usually you never see her, or well, I think like I was gonna say you never really see them be that like glam like that. I think the only thing I could think of was like in TT that white dress Jihyo was wearing, and then maybe the black one Chewie was wearing. Yeah, most yeah, they really do look like that, but I wish they would because oh my god, that was amazing. Okay. Well, my eye just started twitching because you can hear in the background that the best song in the world just came on. Oh my god, I literally. Okay, let me try not to start convulsing while I'm recording this. Oh my god, I cannot believe this is a real song. I don't know, like, I know a lot of people, I can understand, I mean, I think they're stupid, but I can understand why a lot of people don't like or claim to not like Twice when they hear their title tracks, like they're too this or they're too that, but their side tracks are always so good. But like, clearly when you don't like, you think you don't like a group, why would you listen to their side tracks if you don't even like your title tracks? But like, their B-sides are just always, they just always do it. I think that some of my favorites are Going Crazy from the first EP. I think it's called The Story Begins or whatever. Cheer Up, I really liked from the Cheer Up album. I really liked Touchdown and Precious Love. And fuck, there's one I'm forgetting that's so good. Touchdown, Precious Love, something else. I can't remember. I'm hella stupid, but it's something. I think the Cheer Up album is underrated. I never hear anybody talk about it or the B-sides from it. I know a lot of people that like Precious Love, but other than that, I don't really hear anybody ever talk about it. I'm gonna listen to it because I feel like there were some bops on it that I forgot about. But Twice Coaster is obviously a legendary album. Oh my god. 1 to 10. One in a million. Let me. No, let me. I need to be able to do this from memory. I'm a once cunt. I can do this. I was gonna look on my phone, but like, I should just be able to know off the top of my head. What was that? Fuck. I feel so dumb right now. I don't want to open my phone and look because I want to just know, but I might need to because I can't think off the top of my head. What is it? What was on that album? So there was like. Oh God, okay. The only time I'll ever not support them is if they ever release a song like Ponytail again. That's the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life, and I cannot believe that they would release it. But besides that fact, I just remembered the best song on Twice Coaster is Jelly Jelly. I am so mad that that was not a single or something, or we didn't get a music video because that song is on another level. I think it's one of their best side tracks, period. I was thinking. Like, I think that that song would have been really good to release as a Japanese, like, for their Japanese, like, I don't know what to call it, career. Like, I think that would have been a really good song to do a Japanese version of, just because a lot of J-pop is really like that. Like, that song sounded really J-pop. I thought that would have been really good. Oh my god, I love that song. And then, what was after that? It was the Knock Knock repackage. Oh, and then Signal. Oh my god, the Signal. Okay, the Signal album, holy shit, that EP was so good. I feel like nobody listened to it because a lot of people didn't like Signal, but that might really be one of their best EPs. I'm not going to be crazy and say it was the best one, but oh my gosh, there are so many good songs in it. I think actually every song on the Signal EP was good. It was just a really weird comeback. You know what? I'm not even gonna be like that and say it's their worst or my least favorite because I really do like it. It just like I don't listen to it as much as I listen to the other one. But whenever it comes on, I'm like, holy shit, it's really good. And that album is really good. I have this really cute poster from the Signal era. It's really weird because like the teasers for that era and like this poster I have is like pink and they're all like pretty and like they're not that they're ugly in the Signal music video, but it just looks nothing like. It looks and sounds nothing like you think it would. Okay, I know I said that I'm gonna start uploading a lot more, and I'm gonna try to make the episodes a lot shorter. Like I'll just talk for like 8 or 10 minutes, maybe. This one might be a little longer, only because it's been a while and I have a lot to talk about, and I feel like, well, girl, it's my podcast. I don't need to explain myself. Anyway. Let me make sure I'm done talking about Twice before I move on to something else. Okay, so the EP, yes, Ho. Oh my God, Sweet Talker. That song is so good too. I heard that. I don't think any song called Sweet Talker cannot be good. Like it just sounds like it's gonna be good. I heard that before I had heard Ho though, so clearly a Ho, like Sweet Talker is cute, but Ho, it's, gorgeous. I think Deja Vu was really good too. I think that's the one. Let me make sure. I think Deja Vu is the one where you hear like the rappers actually start the song. If I'm not mistaken, A Apple Music on Android always decides to crack out and stop working, and it just happened right now. Let me. I could be wrong. Let me fast forward. Yes, no. Yes, it is. It's the one where Daehyun, Chaeyoung, and Momo start the song. I could tell just because I know what they sound like. But like, oh my God, that just reminded me. Daehyun, her rap in What Is Love? Holy shit, that might be one of her best verses ever. Like, she literally like, oh, she just did that. Okay, I will probably continue to like tweet about it throughout the week. That's all I have to say for now. Let me see what else. Oh my God. Okay. Lady by EXID. Oh my, holy shit. Okay. When this first came out, I would never dislike anything that EXID would release because they're such a good group, so underrated. I was just like, okay, like, like being in ew, I'd hate, this sounds so ugly coming out of my mouth, but being an American, like we've heard music, like that's not new, that's not a new sound to us. And like so, it was cool for them to do it, but it was like, okay, like I've heard a bunch of songs like that. It might be cool for Koreans to hear because they didn't like that wasn't an era they had with their music sounding and like that aesthetic and that look, like how they looked in the music video. So like I can get why that would be like really cool and exciting for them. But like I've seen it before, like it's nothing new. But like the more I listen to it and the more I watch the video, I'm like, oh my God, they just fucking are addicted to delivering. Like damn, these hoes might as well apply at fucking Pizza Hut because that's all they do is just deliver every comeback. I think that it's like my favorite part about their past few comebacks is like I really miss Solji and I really want her to come back, but I think that HyeRin has been doing such a, like an amazing job filling in his main vocals. People didn't even know that she could sing or that she was even in the group before because it was mostly just Solji getting all the like any like exhaustive vocally straining parts. I mean, I think sometimes like in LIE it was kind of equal. But for the most part, like yeah, like I said, people are acting surprised. Like I don't know why y'all shocked. She give it to you every week, every comeback. Like she always is doing it. And I'm sure most of you know my bias is Junghwa, and just like every comeback, I just feel like she just gets so much more powerful. And this comeback was no exception. Like the looks, the vocals. She used to be like not every member of a group has to be like a fucking vocal powerhouse, but like she was just like a really like soft like sub vocalist. You really wouldn't notice her, but just like more and more, especially with Solji not being there, she just sticks out more and more. And I love her voice; it's so good. She, Alice, is like one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life, and I think that you idiots need to go listen to the EP she released with that same person that produced Alice. They have a whole EP together, and it's just as good. If not better, like it's amazing, but nobody will listen to it. I think I've linked it before. If you want the link or how to find it, just let me know because I really, really recommend it. But anyway, Lady by EXID, those two parts, like right before the chorus when Hyrin hits those notes, like it's just a lot. She's a little bit too powerful. What else do we have? We have, oh, Banana Allergy Monkey by Oh My Crackhead. Holy shit. I have never been the hugest fan of Oh My Girl's music. Like, I've never liked anything. I think, like, Closer was good, but I feel like everybody likes that song. I hate being negative. I keep trying emphasizing that point, but I just need y'all to know I'm not that kind of negative girl, unless we're talking about, like, Blackpink or something. But Oh My Girl, it's not something I would listen to. Like, I haven't really liked it. But this song might be not only their best song, but the best song ever created. I feel like I knew it was going to be good, because there's no way you can have a crackhead-ass concept like that and not at least deliver somehow. Like, something has to be good if you're going to be that fucking crazy. One of them is so pretty. I think her name's Hyojung. She reminds me a lot of Soyeon from Tierra. I'm sure none of you, y'all young kids, don't know who that is or even what she looks like, but she looks just like her. She's so pretty. And I really I love the choreo to that song too. Even though they're literally scratching their ass, I think it's really, for one, different and just really cute. Like, it's just a really cute song and it bops. Like, it's so good. I think it takes a certain level of intelligence though to understand how good that song is, because I could see upon first listen why somebody with a smaller brain than I have might think that it's not good, but it definitely is. Like, once you crack open a book or go to school or something, maybe you'll realize, oh, okay, yeah, it's a bop. One non-K-pop thing I want to talk about really quick is this. For some reason, everyone's obsessed with this Dua Lipa Ho. I don't know why. Like, that's new rule song. Like, it really is not that good. Whatever. Me, I'm not negative. Me. Well, it's different when we're talking about Western artists. That's a whole nother thing. I'll say whatever I want. I don't think she's Western. I actually think she's from the UK. I don't know. Is that still considered Western? That's like North. I don't know. She speaks English. Well, that's not really a good indicator. I don't know. Y'all know what the hell I mean. Anyway, she is not that great. I really don't care for her music, especially that newer song. But she came out with a song she collabed with Calvin Harris. I used to be a really big Calvin Harris fan. I kind of stopped recently, and like, especially with his last album, I just feel like he's just like trying to like get hits, which he was always good at, but I feel like it was like effortless. Like, he didn't have to collab with like Frank Ocean and like Migos, like huge people, or like Katy Perry. Like, he didn't have to have these huge names on his song for them to be good. They were just always good, with him even having like unknown vocalists on there. But they collabed together, him and Dua Lipa, and they released a song called One Kiss, and it's so good. It is so, so different from any other Western song right now. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but like, every fucking Western song right now is still, after 30 years later, are still trying to do that stupid ass tropical dance hall Jamaican type. So like, it's so played out and I'm so tired of it. And like the perfect example of a song like that would be like Camila's Havana. Like, that song's okay, but it's like still that, well, maybe a little bit different. It kind of sounds like more like Same Old Love by Selena Gomez, but it's just a little similar to that. She has some songs on her album, on Camila's album, that sound just like the sound I'm talking about. Or like, if you guys have ever heard Cheap Thrills by Sia, just like, pay attention to how a lot of other songs that are on the radio or the artists are releasing. Maybe there'll be sidetracks on Western artists' albums or singles that they'll have on the radio, but they all sound like Cheap Thrills by Sia. That's like the best way I can put it. And I'm not saying that Sia started that. I don't think she did. I think definitely the thing that just like changed Western music forever was Work by Rihanna. Like, that song had a horrible impact. Like, it was good when it came out, but we all know that it got hella annoying, and then everybody now is still trying to do that same fucking sound. It is so annoying. It is so, so annoying. I'm so tired of it. And like, it kind of leaked over into K-pop. Like, you see a lot of artists trying to do that like tropical sound too, but I think they stopped for the most part, which is good. Like, they tried it for a little bit, like when you've seen like groups like Card, like when they first came out, they were doing it over and over. I'm trying to think of another good example. Or like, maybe like Really Really by Winner. Oh my god, that song is so good though. But I love that song. But like, it might be a good example of what I'm trying to describe. I feel like you guys know what I mean. I can't give a lot of good Western examples, but I know like, as soon as I stop recording, I'm gonna think of like 50. See, this is a problem when I don't have a script because I'll really just keep talking. But the fucking this song, Dua Lipa, Calvin Harris, One Kiss, it's so good. I think it's playing right now in the background. It's kind of hard for me to tell because I have on these big ass headphones. But yes, it's on right now. Oh my God, it's really good. It's really different. What is my main point is it's really different from anything that was that's out right now, especially in regards to Western music, because like I was saying, everything sounds like fucking Work by Rihanna. But this song is really different. It's more like housey. It kind of reminds me of Alice by Jung Hwa, actually. Like if you like that, you would definitely like this song. It's really good. It sounds like a song that would come on if you were at the mall or something, like in Forever 21. For some reason, they always play bops in Forever 21. Like every time I go in there, they'll be playing like Charlie XCX or some shit like that. I used to work at the mall. That was a dark time, but when I used to work at the mall, they would always be playing bops. Like I've actually found a lot of good music from when I used to work there. I think that's it. Oh, there was also the last Luna member, Olivia, that came out. That song, it is good. I think that the sidetrack of Rosie is better. I really like the music video, and I think she's really pretty. And I really like Gentle, so I thought that her featuring in it in the video and in the song obviously was like really good too. I just think that the title track is like there's just like a lot going on. Like it's kind of hard to like I listen to the song, not a lot, but I do listen to it like pretty frequently. Like I like it. There's just something about it that like bothers me. It's like really like not all over the place. Like it's not messy, but it's just not maybe it's just really different is what I'm trying to say. Maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just really different. Like it doesn't really follow a structure that you probably have ever heard. It kind of reminds me of like it doesn't sound like it, but it might be a good example might be like when Wee Woo by Princeton came out and everyone was like, "What the fuck is it?" Like because it's so weird. It's maybe might be like that. Like it's just not, you're not used to it. But I think that it's good. It's just a little strange at first. But Rosie, oh my God, that's a fucking bop. It's so good. I haven't gotten to listen to it like in speakers yet. Like I have this speaker that like I always use when I go in the shower because it's waterproof. It's so legendary. I really recommend. If you guys like listening to music when you're in the shower, you need to get one of those. Like I paid. It sounds like scary at first. It was like $70, but I got it like three. No, when is it? 2018. I got it like 2 years ago, and it's like waterproof, and you can take it in the shower, or like I think you can even like take it in the pool or something. It would like float and just play the music. Oh my God, why have I never done that? Because it has like a life jacket thing around it. Anyways, the sound quality from it is so good, and it gets so loud. And I've had it for this long, and it still works just fine. Like it works perfectly. It's like one of the best purchases I've ever made. And if you guys are like crazy like me, and you like to like literally like put on concerts when you're in the shower. It's like the best purchase you can ever make because you have it like because you have the music right there instead of like outside. Because what I used to do is just like turn my phone up hella loud and have it like on the toilet seat or something. But this is way better. I can't remember what my oh yeah because I was saying that Rosie. I've never listened to it from that speaker, but I really need to because I know it probably bumps hella hard. But that song is really really good. I'm so curious to know what it's gonna sound like when they all debut. Like, I have no clue. I feel like it's gonna be hard because they can't really do anything sexy because they have a lot. I don't know how many members they have under 18. I know Yojin is literally like 5 years old. I think she might be like 15 actually, but like, I think there might be another member at least that's not adults. There might be a lot actually, but my point is they're probably not going to do anything like crazy or slutty. Which is unfortunate because those are always the best songs. So I don't know. Maybe they're probably gonna do. I've been thinking that they're probably gonna do something really similar to like One Thirds, like what Luna One Thirds music was like. Just because I think that Luna One Thirds did well. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Luna One Thirds did better domestically, like at home in Korea, than the other subunit did. Oh, wow, God, I also just remembered that they're gonna do another subunit first. I feel like this subunit is gonna be the best one. Like, I think that their music is going to just do that. I think Luna One Thirds is, I like them better than Odd Eye Circle. Like, their album was better to me. But I think that this next subunit is gonna be better than both of them. That's just what I'm thinking, based off how their title tracks have been, because all four of them have just had really, really good title tracks. Whereas the same cannot be said for the other subunits. Anyway, Okay, I think Rosie is on right now. Yes, it is. Oh my God, a bop. I think Tinashe is coming out with an album this Friday. I don't know if I'm excited. I might have to just make another episode dedicated to talking about her and my issue with her. All I'll say is that I used to be a huge fan. I still support her, but I just don't really like the direction she's been going in with her music in the past, like, 2 or so years. It's been really strange, really weird. And the few things we've gotten from this album aren't making me exactly excited for it. Do you remember what I was saying earlier about every artist doing that stupid ass overused tropical sound? This song, Tinashe, just came out with Me So Bad. Perfect example of that. Perfect example of an artist trying to capitalize on a sound that's popular right now. I mean, the song is good. It's not bad. It's just like, I've heard that same song formula like 50 million times. Ugh, I'm so tired of it, but I think you idiots need to listen to this song called Let's Dance by Seo In Young. I'm not even going to talk about it. All I can say is listen to it because it's the best song I've ever heard. And also listen to Nostalgia by Mu. I think I talked about her one time when I recommended a song by her, like M, and then like the O with the dash through it. That's how it's pronounced. Nostalgia. It's a song she just came out with. Again, I'm not going to comment on these songs because I won't shut up. I'm just going to tell you to listen to them. So Nostalgia by Mu. Let's Dance by Seo In Young. What else do I have here? I think Kylie Minogue just came out with an album, and it's like a country album. I don't know what snapped in her brain to make her release that, but it's actually kind of good. So I don't know if she's a crackhead or I'm the crackhead for liking it, but I feel like it's different because she's not American. So like she's Australian. So like if you're an American artist, like Lady Gaga, for example, like when she came out the country album, I was like, this hoe has lost her mind. I'm not listening to that shit. Well, to be honest, I'm not gonna listen to anything she releases. But like, I'm not gonna listen to this. What the fuck? But because like that's just gross. Because like country music is just like, ugh, it just represents something so ugly to me. Because you know, you just think of like gross racist people. But Kylie's not American, so it has like a different connotation to me. Like it doesn't read across the same way. It's not bad. Like, I'm not scared to listen to it, if that makes sense. I hope it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter because, well, girl, it's my opinion. So it's okay. But I really did like it for some crazy ass reason. Not the whole thing, but like some songs on it, even the ones that are really like country, like really like buck tooth ass, they were pretty good, which is surprising. I think that if I had to recommend one song from the album, I won't be able to now that I'm looking at it because I can't remember what. Oh, this is what K-pop has me spoiled with the short ass mini albums all the time. Is when someone comes out with a full album, I'm like, okay, this is way too many songs. She released a single from it called Dancing, which is really, really, really good. I love that song. Okay, let me just recommend Dancing. Dancing by Kylie Minogue. Please listen to it. It's really good. I think that's it. Let me. Oh my God, okay. I don't know how long anyone who's listening to this has followed me, like in general, but like I used to be a really big Ellie Goulding stan, and I still am hoes. I'm just waiting for her to come out with some music. Waiting for her to get back in the damn studio, but listen to Stay Awake by Ellie Goulding. I'm not kidding. If you don't listen to any of the songs I just recommended, listen to Stay Awake by Ellie Goulding. That's all I can say. Like, I promise that you will not be disappointed because that is the best song ever created. Okay. I don't know how. I'm definitely going to do this a lot more frequently, and they will be a lot shorter than this. Like I was saying, like maybe like 5, 8, 10 minutes. This is like 30, but that's because I had a lot to say, okay? I don't know. Ugh, I'm so irritated because I just realized that SoundCloud has a limit on how much you can upload, and if I think like it's like 3 hours. So, like, I only have 3 hours of material I can upload. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if I want more space, I have to like pay for it, which is it's I'm not even going to comment on how like I'm stupid that is. Like, I'm sure you guys can agree that that's ridiculous. I think if you guys know, the problem is that like I don't want to host it anywhere else because I feel like at that point nobody's gonna want to listen to it because it's gonna be too like SoundCloud's really accessible. Like I think like if you're using it on your phone, it'll even open like an integrated player that Twitter has with SoundCloud. Like it's really easy to use and accessible for people that follow me on Twitter or whatever. But if you guys know anywhere else that you would be willing to listen to it, that I could host it on, let me know because I might have to move over from SoundCloud if I intend to make this as regular as I want it to be. I was thinking maybe even YouTube and just like putting a picture while I talk or something. I don't know, something ghetto like that, but just let me know. Anyway, oh my God, do you guys hear this song right now? It's Memory by Brave Girls. It's from the Rolling album. It's so good. Oh goodness, I miss them so much. Are they okay? Like another episode because if it's already been 30 minutes and I'll fucking talk for another 30 if I start talking about Brave Girls. Listen to Memory by Brave Girls, okay? Bye, cunts.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.